You know, according to our next guest, without volunteers, our nation's animal shelter system simply would not exist. Volunteers speak for those that cannot speak, pick up the pieces for abandoned animals that have been let down by previous owners or unfortunate circumstances, and do whatever it takes to heal those wounds that can be very, very deep. Well, his new book, Finding Shelter, award-winning photographer Jesse Frieden shows the softer side of this story. He witnessed firsthand how many of the volunteers were able to mend their own emotional hurts with the love the shelter animals gave back to them, and how the power of those relationships transforms shelters into places where humans and animals can actually heal together. The name of his book is Finding Shelter, and Frieden sparks a discussion about animal rescue and what it feels like to truly love an animal, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, John.
It is it's a beautiful book. I was so struck when I first saw this, because it's very striking with both the animals and the people who are attached to them emotionally and physically in the photos, and it is it's beautiful. What brought you to say this is a great subject as a photographer?
Well, you know, I've been photographing dogs, the relationship that we have with dogs, for almost 10 years, and it's always fascinating to me. And there's this movement, I guess, in the past couple of years of photographers sort of in my niche going to shelters and photographing these dogs that are adoptable and creating really good portraits of them to help them get adopted. But no one was talking about the human aspect, the human work that went into keeping these dogs alive. And that's really what I wanted to kind of dive into.
So these are the volunteers. These are the people who actually work at the shelter that are working with these animals.
Exactly. Yeah.
And in most cases, that can be, well, I mean, in the grand scheme, it's a rather short relationship, isn't it?
You know, you would think that it would. You would think the best case scenario, a dog comes in, or an animal comes into a shelter, they're there a few weeks, they get adopted out forever.
Right.
But the reality is that that's not normally the case. The case usually is that animals can be in a shelter for months, for years. Sometimes a lot of these shelters have a limit, a time limit. And after a certain time, if they're not adopted, they will get put down. So the relationship can actually last a long time.
So I kept on looking at some of these pictures and saying, all right, well, if that's, you know, if I'm this person and I'm there and I'm taking care of this dog, I'm bringing it home.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the thing that you would have to guard against, well, at least I would have to guard against, and it's probably why I don't volunteer at a shelter.
Yeah. You know, people say that all the time. I mean, and you read this book, volunteers told me those stories about how they were convinced that they couldn't do the work. But, you know, there's something about the relationship we have with dogs, especially, that's really what I'm focusing on, that we can't be afraid of that. We can't be afraid of loving something, even though we know it may leave us at some point. And so you may surprise yourself that the work is actually, it's doable.
Well, I'm sure it's doable, yeah. but you find, especially because many of the photos you have here, the people and the animals have really forged a very beautiful concrete bond.
Mm-hmm.
And that would, to me, be hard.
Yeah, it is hard. I think it's hard to put that work in and then let that dog go. But you know that you're...
Well, sure, if you know that going in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. But if you see that, you know, the dog's going for a couple of months and nothing's happening,
yeah,
and you're the one that's got the relationship, yeah, that would be...
It's heartbreaking, yeah, for sure.
What do you think it is? Because as you say, you've been on this dog beat for a while.
Yeah.
What is there a fundamental difference between the relationship that someone as a volunteer at a shelter would have with an animal and the relationship that I have with my dog or that you have with your dog or that come from different circumstances?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think the difference is that the animals that we have in our homes, they're with us forever. We've kind of committed to them to say, you're part of my family and I love you conditionally. But in a shelter, those animals don't really know what's going to happen to them. And we don't know what's going to happen to them either. So there's a little bit more riding on that relationship. And I think that's part of why people come to the work and why it's so powerful and, you know.
Because as you make the point in the book, that not only are they aiding the animal in this transitional period, but they are also, the volunteer is often being healed in a transitional period as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's really the crux of the work, that I wanted to show something that no one had been talking about, which is very surprising, that, you know, my theory was that not only do people come to these dogs to help them heal and get through these this experience, but that these dogs are healing these people as equally, and that that relationship, for whatever reason, it's powerful, and it both sides are affected positively, and you know the outcome is really emotional and beautiful.
When you went to do this project, and because they're black and white photos, they're very stark. It's just the animal and the person. What were you looking to capture in those moments?
Yeah, so that's exactly why I shot against a white background, kept things really simple, because all I wanted to show was that relationship and the emotion. And I, you know, all my work is really black and white, all my private commissions and really everything else, because...
Including your tattoo.
That's correct, including that, yes. I don't
Which,
like
that. You have very nice ink. What is that on your...
Oh, it's a bunch of cameras. Oh,
that's really cool. Yeah. It's very neat. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. So what I'm interested in as an artist is revealing a relationship. That's it. That's the most simple thing that I can do, but it's so powerful. So for this project, I was in shelters. You know, we were in shelters across the country. It was dirty. It was crazy. You know, wasn't in a studio. But I put up a background, removed all sort of connotations of this shelter life to let that relationship show through. And that's why I think the portraits are powerful, because you just feel the emotion. And that was my goal.
Let me ask a mechanical/practical question. How do you, because I have never figured it out, how do you get a good picture of a dog? Because they're, you know, they move.
Yeah. It's a question I hear all the time. It's true. You know, all I can say is...
How many biscuits do you have in your pocket?
I don't.
I don't bring
any toys. I don't bring any treats. I don't pull out any weird tricks.
Nor does the person involved in the photo?
No. I just keep things very calm. The calmer, the better. I'm looking for relationships. Lots of photographers have squeaker toys in their hands and they're throwing treats around. That's fine. But my approach is I just want to know who these people are. I want to know who their animals are. And I'm very calm. And it takes a lot of patience, but that's my trick.
So calm,
yeah,
and patience would also seem to me, and I'm saying this in a complimentary way, which would also take time, right?
For
I mean,
sure.
It takes a lot of time. That patience means that you have to kind of wait it out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, whether I'm working with private clients or whether I'm doing this kind of work, you just have to go into it knowing that anything can happen. I've been working with dogs for 10 years, all day, every day. I've been photographing for the same amount of time, or actually more than that. But there's something I haven't seen. You know, I've seen it all.
Right.
I feel confident that... You know, within a matter of seconds, I had to bond with an animal and with a person. And that challenge is really exciting for me as an artist, to get them to trust me and just keep things very natural. And that's how I think the work kind of is strongest. So,
are all dogs photogenic?
I want to say yes. I would say yes, they are. The thing that makes some animals challenging are the people. You know, when people are a little bit anxious, their dogs are going to be anxious. And so, you know, I've had dogs that have tried to, you know, jump a fence, have jumped in the pool. Crazy things have happened. But I love all of that. I want to see all that kind of realness.
Well, the reason, so maybe this just says a little bit about me, but every dog in here is really cute.
That's great to hear.
So is that just because all dogs, so am I just going to find every dog cute, or are there some that you said, all right, maybe you're not going to make the cut?
It's a great question. You know, so the Finding Shelter book is a culmination of a couple years of work of doing this project. And I was very, very privileged to have a publisher, Lions Press, pick up this book. But it certainly meant I had to compromise on the length
Yep.
of the book and the size and the, you know. So I really had to sort of narrow down images that I thought would speak to people. If I had published this and I had no budget, that limitations, I would have included every dog and everything. But I'm glad that you feel like the dogs are cute. I think that they are too. I didn't want to show too many images that were hard to see, to be honest.
Yeah. You know, and this goes back. This is when we were asking the question about getting a dog to sit still. But there's a, and I was thinking of this photo, so I'm glad I found it. But this is a dog named Penny, and this is at a rescue in Louisiana. And you, and the dog's getting ready to bolt. There, there's a lovely woman. She's sitting on the floor, and yeah. she's holding on to this dog, and the dog looks like, all right, I'm stage right. Mm-hmm. And but it's a beautiful photo because it also does show the love and but it also shows sort of the restlessness.
Yeah, that you know, that's the reality. It's funny you chose that image. That's actually Madeline, who I dedicated the book to. She's an incredible rescue advocate who actually passed away not too long ago. And she spent many, many, many years in New Orleans rescuing pit bulls, rehabilitating them. And, you know, the reality of working with animals, especially shelter dogs, they've seen a lot, and you can't, I don't ever ask them to sort of sit and stay and force them to do anything. I want them to be themselves. And so this book has a good balance of the beautiful upside of this work and also the reality that it's not easy for people or for the animals.
I love that there's photos in here where the dog is kissing the person and the person that is then kissing the dog.
Yeah.
That's a nice nice juxtaposition of those photos too. Yeah. And then toward the end, it's just the you they focus on just animals.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to make sure that that the story was told in from different perspectives. So the first section is volunteers talking about why they do this work and how important it is to them, and really showing what's beautiful with about the reality of the shelter system. And then there's volunteers telling the stories of the animals, how long they've been there and how wonderful they are, how sad it is that they've been stuck in a shelter. And I think that's a reality that I want to balance with these beautiful images so we can kind of see a new way of looking at shelter work.
The book is absolutely beautiful. It's entitled Finding Shelter, Portraits of Love, Healing, and Survival. It is published by Lions Press. Are you doing any events locally? Are you doing anything?
For sure, yeah. I'm doing a book tour that sort of just started. I'll be doing an event at Water Street Books in Williamstown.
Yep.
I'll be doing a great event with the Berkshire Humane Society in May 20th, I want to say. On the website, which is findingshelterportraits.com, there is a list of events for local book tour stuff. And
very good.
Please come out.
FindingShelterPortraits.com. FindingShelterPortraits.com. That is the title of the book, Finding Shelter, Portraits of Love, Healing, and Survival. Jesse Frieden, thank you very much for being with us. Beautiful work, and thank you for sharing.
Thanks
appreciate
so much.
It. Thank you. Yeah. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.